neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience. That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
You can be cool, you can be shy, say what you want, say what you like.
Yes, welcome into the very, very...
We're just going for it.
Yeah, we're just jumping right in.
You don't have Bill.
We don't have Bill.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. And we don't have Bill, so we're just doing this.
Yeah. See, this is what happens. People that watch that movie show live on Twitch know what it's like when I'm producing.
Highly recommend it with the very talented Mike Wendt.
Yeah, I am... It's always like a dog is controlling all of the simulation of Silent Hill.
Yep.
I don't know if you've known about that particular video game ending, but at the end of the horror game Silent Hill, one of the many endings that you can get is that the guy walks into a control room and there's a Shiba Inu that's been controlling the game the whole time.
What a twist. Jedi Fett says, we can hear you, but he spelled here wrong. Great intro. Hey, if you're listening on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Normal, or Stitcher, you'll hear the full intro because we're going to add it in post.
Yeah.
But because we don't have Bill and we're basically 4-year-olds who think we can be home alone without supervision but can't.
Look, here's the thing.
This is
long-time listeners of the New Age Insiders know that I started producing this show. And then we were like, hey, let's go live.
Yeah.
And I famously broadcasted us live from inside a space robot.
Yeah, it sounded like we were sending the distress signal that Tony Stark hopes that Pepper Potts hears one day.
Yeah.
Avengers 4, gotta see it.
That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened.
Jordan, we appreciate you listening live. We don't think we're going to take any calls tonight, bud, because again, Bill is on an airplane, or hopefully he has just safely landed in an airplane. And so for the sake of, you know, just keeping the tradition alive of doing these live pay-per-view bro shows.
I'm giving it a shot.
Stryker and I are going to produce this thing. I'm sure in iTunes it's going to be a better experience than it is live. But you know what? We're going to get through this together. You have my full confidence, and I mean that. And we're going to get through this together. So when we tell you that we're going to get your reactions, we mean it. If you go over to Mixlr.com/New Age Insiders, or especially if you are watching live on Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, we can see your comments. We can see what you guys are saying and thinking. Obviously, we are on Twitter, at New Age Insiders, at Liam and AI.
Right.
You can tweet us as well. So we are definitely going to get your reactions to the pay-per-view out there. It just won't be a traditional call-in show for people who are listening for the first time. Welcome. We usually take your calls live at 508-202-1624.
But we're down a man.
Exactly. But without the producer here, we just feel like we're going to give this a go with the two of us. And maybe, just maybe, we'll open up the calls on Wednesday.
That's what I was going to suggest, is that when we have a full roster, let's take the calls on Wednesday.
Exactly. And Reese says, you guys are doing great. What a terrific liar you are.
Yeah.
We appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
Bill, you are never allowed to die.
Well, that's what Mike and I always say. Because we had to do all of the movie shows because we were like, hey, it's December and we have to do holiday parties and stuff like that.
Yep.
And so let's just do all of it on the one day. We'll do it on the one day. And Bill was like, hey, I have things I have to do on the second half of the day.
I'm a
person, so I can do the first two, but then you have to do the second two on your own. And as you listen to the month of movie shows
over
the month of December, you'll be like, wow, Die Hard was great. And then Gremlins was okay. And then the Muppet Show, the Muppet Christmas Carol is nonsense.
Yeah, sure. And as the Muppet Christmas Carol should be.
Yes.
But again, so we're going to make it official now. It's a two-thirds vote already. Bill doesn't even have to be here to lose. We're going to open up the phone lines on Wednesday, 508-202-1624. Don't call us now. We're not going to pick up. But on Wednesday night, live at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, we are going to be taking your calls. So all your thoughts about WWE TLC that you want to get out there and tell the whole wide world in six different continents, get on your fucking game, Antarctica. You can give us a call on Wednesday live, newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV on Wednesday. Give us a call and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
But for now, Liam, you and I will take it.
Yeah.
We'll read the comments. We'll try to keep the fans as involved as possible.
Of course.
What did you think of WWE TLC 2018?
You know, it was a good show, despite the fact that everything's going to change tomorrow. You know what I mean?
We'll get to that.
As soon as it was announced, either earlier today or late in the week, that Vince McMahon was going to come to Raw to shake things up, I lost all confidence in TLC.
Oh, no. Why?
Because this company has a terrible habit of not putting in the effort when they know that they're going to put in the effort later.
What?
And so the fact that it's like, hey, Raw's been terrible, and we just have to get through this pay-per-view, and then literally on Monday, we hit a reset button. So let's phone in this show, and let's not, you know, really kind of go for it, and we'll just figure it out what we're doing on Monday.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel that way.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It felt like this pay-per-view had some real high moments and some real low moments, but overall it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I thought when we talked about it on Wednesday night, like we do every Wednesday night on newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV, I said, like, look, this thing is too much talent. There's too many good matchups. This thing's going to be a show worth watching. At the end of the day, that's sort of how you start grading these WWE events, because they never end, right? And WWE schedule, we talk about all the time, is just never ending. It's show after show after show after show. So when I recommend things to people, eventually just has to break it down to, was it worth watching or not? Like most, like recently, Raw, I would say no a bunch of the times, if I'm being honest with you. But TLC, I would say yes. The main event was fantastic. I don't care.
Absolutely.
I don't care that Ronda Rousey got involved, and that bugs you if it does.
Well, we'll get to it, because she needed to.
She's the biggest star in the world, and it gave you a great excuse and protected everybody and blah, 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 blah. But I thought it was just a ton of fun. I thought, like, yeah, were there some slow patches? Sure. And was there some things that just sort of, like, you kind of get through? That's every pay-per-view. But, I mean, I am thrilled that tomorrow we start a brand new world where Baron Corbin is not the general manager.
He's not the main character of the show.
It's a plus right away. No matter what we do tomorrow, it won't be about Baron Corbin, probably. Please, God, don't just drop this like you do every story, right?
Right.
Throw him away. Throw him away, right? He's spoiled. Throw him away.
yes.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing Asuka's relevance on the main roster finally really take shape, because she has done nothing since WrestleMania, when they did a pretty okay job building to her and Charlotte, and then they just sort of were like, well, thank you. We brought you up here to give Charlotte a moment. We had no other plans.
Yeah,
and so we'll see you when we finally figure it out. And tonight it feels like, you know, the beginning of them figuring it out, that they get a real commodity in Asuka, and they're going to finally start to use her at a championship level. It gives Becky Lynch an additional reason to add fuel to the, you know, gasoline to the fire that is the rivalry between her and Becky Lynch, and Ronda Rousey. And, you know, Charlotte Flair is also mad because, you know, she didn't win either. So I just thought it was a successful show. Dean Ambrose is the Intercontinental Champion. Charlotte is mad. Becky is mad. Asuka's champion. This would be usually the time of the show when I tell you to give us a call. We're going to do that on Wednesday instead, and we're just going to keep it here talking to you and seeing what you guys think. We do have a poll at New Age Insiders, like we do after every Raw, every SmackDown, and every pay-per-view. It's only 19 minutes old, so with less than 20 minutes, we already have 200 votes. You can get in there and be one of those votes. One of our recent polls got 1,200 participants. We like seeing these nice big sample sizes, so we can get a real actual barometer of what fans think. If you watch those polls in the news, they only have a minimum of 500 votes. So when you start getting these real big numbers, you're actually getting a pretty decent polling size and sample of what people think. Right now, 38% would give it an A, 51% would give it a B. By my terrible, awful, I didn't do good at math.
See, I always like to say we went to art school, so we can't do math, but we can tell you how we feel about it.
Right, I got a bachelor's in science, so I just like to tell people I am a scientist, but yeah. I just don't think that's...
Mad or sane?
Right now, is slowly turning into like, it's alive. But by my math, that would be 89% would give it some sort of an A or B, 7% would give it a C or a D. Only 4% of the audience so far would give it an F, and I think people just like to give things an F, so the fact that they haven't just knee-jerked whatever, given it an F, and have that be somewhere in the 15 to 20% margin, as it tends to be with these sort of whatever roll your eyes pay-per-views, tells me that people are actually pretty confident about it.
And this is also a prime example of the last moment. The last moment matters, right?
The main event matters.
The main event matters. You know, what's the lasting image of the night? And, you know, recapping it very quickly, Ronda Rousey coming down to screw Becky and Charlotte out of the title, and then Asuka winning it for the first time.
Yep.
Yeah, all those buzzwords sound cool, and all those buzzwords are like, yeah, that's awesome.
Also, Main Event Matters, my favorite early 90s sitcom, where we all learned a lesson together about family and hope. Let's go ahead and just because I know we're going to wind up talking a lot about Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte. Lynch versus Charlotte versus Asuka. And we're going to talk about Rousey versus Jax because, again, Ronda Rousey has yet to have a squash match in this company. They are telling stories with her. I thought the women did an outstanding job, and I mean it. But before we talk about the women, because I do think they're going to get a lot of the attention, and rightfully so, they were the stars of this show, I do want to talk about the fact that Dean Ambrose is the Intercontinental Champion. That is a significant title change.
Yes, that is.
The reports are that Seth Rollins is the chosen one to get Brock Lesnar. So as we talk about Raw, as we talk about what the future is for that show, now Dean Ambrose, for the time being, seems to be their, quote, on-screen men's champion, with Lesnar being obviously dealing with the schedule he does. What do you think about Dean Ambrose being the champion? What do you think about Seth Rollins? And, you know, what do you think about Raw's future? Because WrestleMania is still 4-something months away.
Yeah.
So yet we do got to do something
in the middle
to bridge the gap and make you excited about Mania that I don't think people are super excited about yet.
Right. Well, in addition to Braun Strowman coming back, at the very least getting his official
Kurt Angle coming back
title shot, he's officially gotten his title shot at the Royal Rumble. So that throws some intrigue into everything.
Yeah.
The big thing with Dean Ambrose is, look, I like that you're rewarding the heel turn and you're rewarding the bad guy, but I just don't. It's tough because with that being the top title on Raw on a week-to-week basis, you were trending in the right direction, getting jettisoning Baron Corbin out of a main player role, but now you've just inserted Dean Ambrose, who I don't think is much of an upgrade.
What do you think of this? Because it's something that doesn't get talked about a ton. Because I think a lot of people, and us included, certainly gave this a considerable chance of happening, thought that there was a chance that Baron Corbin was just going to win by countout, become the general manager full-time. Braun Strowman is just, when he comes back, is going to be involved in something else, or we'll see what happens. Braun Strowman now has a shot at Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Now, this company has asked Shinsuke Nakamura. This company is not afraid to just book 4 matches that you don't win, right?
Yeah, right.
But this would be Strowman's 3rd one-on-one shot against Brock Lesnar.
Right.
And what do you think, reality, not with your heart, but with your mind and your gut, what do you think the odds are that the 3rd time is the charm for Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar's just doing something else at WrestleMania? And Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman are fighting for the Universal title at Mania to finally make it seem like this championship is part of the show. Because Goldberg wasn't part of the show.
No.
Brock has not been part of the show. Roman Reigns barely got a chance to, and The Shield was such a gigantic part of what they asked him to do.
Right.
That the Universal title just has never really been like, guy A versus guy B, we're both full-time Raw
talents,
right? Exactly. Is it is that a realistic possibility? We just have Brock do something else.
I would like to see it. I think that in a world where we know for a fact Roman Reigns will not go on last at this WrestleMania.
Right.
Right? Oh, well.
Well, I don't think we know that for a
we
fact.
We don't know that for a fact.
I think it's the first time that we need to start preparing for it.
Yes, right. More likely than not,
right.
Roman
it's
Reigns.
The, it's the first time that Roman Reigns not being the main event of WrestleMania won't just be the collective wishes of a bunch of nerds.
Yes, right. Yes, right.
Right. We don't need to have a dork find a genie.
Yeah, right.
Now it might not happen on its own.
Yeah. And so I think removing Brock Lesnar from the situation would also help, just flat out. I think people would get more excited about Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman, at least more of the actual fans.
Yeah.
Because if you have Brock Lesnar versus The Rock, if you can convince him to do that,
yeah,
or if you bring back John Cena to wrestle Brock Lesnar, you know, that'll get fans excited as well. And I think that there's a lot of potential for Brock Lesnar to do big stuff outside of, you know, having to wrestle with the title.
I mean, you can do anything. You can do so much with Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Bill Neville is listening on the ground and listening live. Bill, I'm so happy that you're home safe. Congratulations again to Danny. And again, you are never allowed to die. Or at least I have to go first, because without you,
This whole operation falls apart.
We thought we were a tripod, but we're really just two people standing on you, and it's like an upside down.
We're pyramid. Muppet Man.
It's an upside down Muppet pyramid.
Yeah, we're Muppet Man, okay. And we both are on him with a giant trench coat.
Love it. So I think it's genuinely interesting, and we'll get back to talking about TLC specifically, and we'll talk all even more about what we don't get a chance to talk about tonight. Live Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. Make sure you're listening live and taking part in the show. We will be taking your calls. Bill, this might be new information to you. This Wednesday, we'll open up the phone lines and take your calls because we didn't get a chance to do that tonight. We will take your calls and have the audience abroad let us know what they thought about TLC as well. But I definitely think it's interesting that, like, look, again, this company isn't afraid to do things that make you scratch your head, make you say things like, they'll never recover until they win a title 3 months later and you feel stupid. But I don't really see the point. Again, a company that confuses you often. Gotcha, point proven, on the table.
Right.
But I don't really see the point of having Braun Strowman get a shot at Brock Lesnar for a third time if we're not going to finally pull the trigger.
Well, the idea is it's time to shit or get off the pot, right?
Right.
Because you're in this weird middle ground with Brock Lesnar where the reason why the title was on Brock Lesnar in the first place was you didn't have anybody that was quote unquote ready, right? All the kids were still cooking.
Right.
Right. And so you needed somebody that was big and credible that could carry that title.
That was 2015.
That was 2015, right? And 14. And then the same thing happens again with the Universal title, right? Because it's fresh off of that, right? You bring the Universal title into existence. The first champion gets hurt, so you make Kevin Owens the second champion, and then through your own nonsensical booking, you kind of make it a joke. And so you have to bring Goldberg out of retirement to win that thing to give it to Brock, and then from there, you tell people to care about it. And it was important, right, for the first year or so that he had that title. You know, yeah, it made that title important. People care about it, right? They're going to bitch about it, but they care about it.
I guess the problem here is, like, look, I know that Brock Lesnar comes with all sorts of roadblocks and stuff, and I'm a huge Brock Lesnar fan, but here's even my particular frustration with Lesnar right now, being the Universal Champion and talking about, because, like, look, we should be, in my opinion, more excited about the idea because Seth Rollins is somebody that has really been stop and go. And when they go, they go. But when they stop, they feel like they really stop.
Right.
And it seems like with Seth Rollins, it's like, look, it has been 2+ years since he's been the champion of the show. He's never been the Universal Champion.
Yep.
And I feel like he won the last time he was the WWE Champion, correct me if I'm wrong, June 2016, because that's when Ambrose won Money in the Bank, cashed in on him that same night.
Right.
So Rollins was the champion for about 4 minutes.
Yep.
Right. Got cashed in on. And before that, he had lost it in the year 2015, I believe. Right.
Yeah. Correct.
Something like that, or earlier in 16. But the point being, it's been 2.5, we're getting near 3 years since Seth Rollins has been the actual WWE champion, not the Intercontinental champion, feels like it on Raw, like the actual one, right?
Right.
And so I should be pumped as a guy that really likes Seth Rollins and really thinks he's the best overall talent they possess this side of 35. I think that I should be thrilled that, like, he's going to get to beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. But I kind of feel like right now I sit here thinking, like, it'll be a good match. I bet you they'll give you enough false finishes because Heyman will book it to make it real interesting, and you'll really think Brock will win, and you'll really hate it.
Right.
And Rollins beating him is cool, and Rollins being the Universal Champion is great. But right now I kind of sit here and go, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Because right now, Brock Lesnar, not his fault, I don't want to go down this road, it's the company's fault, but Brock Lesnar isn't doing something that's so compelling, and so Seth Rollins beats him, and you just can't wait to see it.
Right,
right now, that was sort of kind of what Reigns built up to right. beat Brock Lesnar,
yep.
but now it's just like, can Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar, which could be any pay-per-view.
Right.
That's not WrestleMania.
No, it doesn't. This doesn't feel inherently special, and that's the problem with the way that they've booked Brock Lesnar, yeah. right?
This is what happens when you fire John Cena.
This is what happens when you fire John Cena.
That's when you fire John Cena.
But yeah, it's just we need to move on from Brock Lesnar because
I do agree. Tonight the Universal title match should have been McIntyre defending against Finn Balor.
It should have been.
That feels like what we should be doing with that championship
right.
is putting it on Drew McIntyre, being like, you're the big evil man here. Or here.
That should have been for the Intercontinental title, and Dean versus Seth should have been for the Universal.
It's time for that championship to become part of the show.
Right.
And that's coming from a gigantic Brock Lesnar fan. Just very quickly, what are your hopes for Intercontinental champion Dean Ambrose?
I don't have any. Yeah. You know,
the match wasn't even great tonight.
It wasn't. It wasn't good.
The match wasn't great.
Dean
Ambrose isn't great.
He's not compelling.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose isn't great.
That's the truth of it.
That's just the bitter reality of it, is that Dean Ambrose isn't great. Because Seth Rollins is, and they just never wind up having like a magic moment together.
Right.
Or it's been a long time anyway. The fact that he can't come to mind right away tells you a lot. Let's talk about the women, because the women were the stars of the show. I want to start with Raw, because again, I think the SmackDown women will get a lot of the buzz all week long. And again, we'll be talking about them two more on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. But let's talk about Ronda Rousey beating Nia Jax and then finding herself involved in the women's main event for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. What do you think about her match with Jax? And now what do you think about the fact that they're starting to do cross-brand stuff even more so? Like, this match that happened, it's built on circumstance at Survivor Series because it's show versus show, has now hit a personal level, and you're going to see Ronda Rousey not only defend her title, but, you know, it seems like we're on the road to Rousey versus Lynch at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it seems like we're on the road to more than that. It feels like we're on the road to the four horsewomen of wrestling and the four horsewomen of UFC.
Of course, the first four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, all of them.
You guys are way overdue.
Yeah.
Mankind's doing great.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler.
Yeah, he's gotten better.
He's doing better.
He's gotten better.
He's doing better. It looks like he only got hit by like a motorcycle now and not a Mack truck.
Yeah, right.
Meeting Mick Foley was great. He's a super duper nice guy, but then you see him walk and it's like, if you were a dog, I'd put you down.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have hips.
Yeah, if you were a dog, I'd put you down, Mick.
Right. And so, but I think we're on the road to that because Becky Lynch and Charlotte were at each other's throats tonight, and this is the type of wrestling moment where they unify to go forward with attacking. You know, basically it's going to be now we'll see something at the Royal Rumble where Charlotte and Becky attack Ronda, and Shayna Baszler is in the Women's Royal Rumble, and so she happens to be there, and that's her friend, and so she comes to defend her friend, and then we already know that that Shayna Baszler has two friends.
And they're in the front row, and they have names.
And they have names, and they're in NXT, and they're at ringside now for Shayna Baszler's matches.
Sure.
And so now all of a sudden, all four of those women are easily accessible, and then at any given time we can inject Bailey and Banks, who are on good terms, just into this, being like, hey, those two are my friends and they figured their stuff out, so now we can all be friends.
What do you think about Asuka being the women's champion? What are your thoughts just on Asuka in general? What are your hopes for her as the champion? Because, you know, the thing is that, like, Becky Lynch is going to get the majority of the attention, and rightfully so. She's the star of these shows, and people are the most compelled by what she's doing. Ronda Rousey's the biggest name in the women's division. Charlotte Flair is a huge megastar, not only just in the women's division, but just in WWE in general. But, oh, by the way, Asuka won her first main main roster women's championship tonight, one that I think she desperately needed just to convince me that they were into her at all. If she had gone through some sort of drought in NXT, I'd be like, this is weird, but I know they're high on her. In this company, I didn't know that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I just to jump off, I am thrilled that she won this championship tonight. I am thrilled that I feel like she is finally on the main roster, because here's the thing about the WWE, and it's unfortunate, but you either, especially with the women, you either seem to be doing something with the biggest name or something specifically petty, i.e. you have a feud with Stephanie, i.e. you have a feud with Alexa Bliss, who happens to be this new temporary Raw women's general manager, i.e. you have a problem with Ronda Rousey because she's Ronda Rousey,
right?
Or you have a problem with the champion and you have a championship level feud, or you do nothing.
Right.
That's what it is with the women. That's their last hurdle, is to tell a story with two women who are not fighting for a championship and are not the two biggest stars on the show. And so with Asuka, she, since WrestleMania, has been doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't been working with the biggest star of the show. She hasn't had a problem with, you know, again, Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss, Stephanie McMahon. She hasn't had a problem with any of them. And so because of that, and because she hasn't found herself crossing paths with the champion often, she's just sort of here.
Yeah.
And so now she's taken a significant step forward. And look, I don't know what she's going to do and who she's going to drop to and what WrestleMania is going to bring and all that stuff. I don't really particularly care right now. I'm just thrilled that somebody that it almost feels like a weird, obscure piece of trivia right now. Asuka won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, right? Not Alexa Bliss, not Sasha Banks, not Bayley, not Naomi, not Nia Jax. You know, they gave that to Asuka.
Right.
And now that's how she opened her year, and she'll close her year as the women's champion. And it was a long-ass road to get there.
Right.
But I think it's just, as a fan of hers, very gratifying to see her finally get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, it gives, you know, positive view looking into 2019. You know, I think you look at it and we're going to see something fun. I think Naomi's going to be probably her first challenger over on SmackDown, because Lynch and Charlotte are going to be busy.
And Naomi's a great opponent.
And, you know, you have Naomi, who's solid, who's good. They have a history. I think it'll be really interesting to see what those women do.
Sure.
And I think it'll be interesting, because now you have to tell a different women's championship story.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I'm really just want to see, like, look, here's the thing about Asuka. We all know what Asuka's capable of if you were a fan of hers in NXT. And I'm not going to just going to have a marquee 5-minute, you know, breakdown of why NXT is better and nobody knows what to do when they show up here. But if you've been watching the entire story of Asuka sort of idea, I think you were definitely a lot more. Asuka and The Walking Dead have a lot in common, where in the beginning you were like, this is the best. And then there was this stretch where you're like, this isn't interesting at all. And now The Walking Dead jumps ahead a little bit. Asuka takes a giant step, and they're both interesting again. Asuka is The Walking Dead. She's also an evil space clown witch. But
yes,
but she is.
She is.
But like I said, I'm just thrilled because she puts on a very specific kind of match, but she can work with anybody. And I'm just happy to see her find relevance here.
Right.
In a world where everybody's talking about Becky Lynch, and they should. And everybody's talking about Ronda Rousey, and they should. And everybody at any given time could be talking about Charlotte Flair, and they should. It's nice that they're talking about Asuka tonight, because they should.
Right.
She closed this show, and I'm genuinely happy about
it. Another person, speaking of, you know, upward trends and, you know, stepping in the right direction, you know, Finn Balor. Finn Balor.
Yeah, he won.
He won.
I hate the fact that we need to be happy that Finn Balor won a non-title match on a B pay-per-view.
Right.
With help, but I'll take it.
No, but if you think about it, I'm pretty sure in his last, you know, 5 pay-per-views, he's undefeated.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, he's won more than he's lost.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Well, that's I'm thrilled. I love Balor.
Right. And so I think that this is a step in the right direction for him. You know, now again, they're hitting the reset button tomorrow. So I don't know how much, I don't know what the original plan was, and I don't know how much that changes.
They send Balor to NXT UK.
Yeah, probably.
Get that momentum out of here.
Yeah. But he was getting involved in the Baron Corbin stuff. He was one of the guys that was standing up to Baron Corbin. So I think that he was going to be a main plan going forward. Now, again, that can all get squashed tomorrow because now the plan is completely different and who cares?
I hope you're right. I still think, and again, call me a pessimist when it comes to this guy. Huge, huge Finn Balor fan. But I do tend to be pessimistic when it comes to like people saying it's finally his time because, you know, again, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, look, as semantic and splitting hairs as this might be, if he had just beaten Drew McIntyre tonight, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, right.
This is a statement kind of win, maybe. But the fact that he needed help just tells me that what Balor was tonight was the device to add existing tension between McIntyre and Ziggler.
Right.
Which I think might, as roll your eyes as this might be, might actually be their WrestleMania match is them versus each other. So you added to that, and then you just, like I said, you almost, Finn Balor almost added to McIntyre's frustration more than he won tonight, to me, kind of thing. Or it's a statement win, and he's going to be on his way, which I hope you're right. I just unfortunately don't have that level of confidence in him yet. But we might as well talk about it now, because we won't get a chance to be on the air before Monday Night Raw, because we're live Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Shout out to Edward Sharp, who's watching live on Twitch right now. You are the best, Ed, and you are a great person and awesome supporter
Absolutely.
Of the show. If you want to be like Ed, first of all, good luck striving for that kind of greatness. But
second, yeah, good luck.
He's legitimately one of our favorite people in the world. But also, you can go to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders now. We had a blast during the pay-per-views. We'll see you during Raw tomorrow, during SmackDown Live. There's 5 extra shows a month, a bunch of daily rewards, tons of stuff coming in 2019, and your support goes a very long way in keeping us going and growing. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. And again, we are live right now, and we will be moving forward on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you have Amazon Prime, you already have the ability to subscribe to us for free with your Twitch Prime. So you go and you take money right out of Jeff Bezos's pocket and give it to the New Age Insiders and you pay nothing. It is the win of a win of a win of a win. We get a billionaire's money and you don't have to do anything.
Or if you just want to do like a one-time donation, you're like, hey,
yeah,
I don't want to subscribe monthly. I don't have Amazon Prime. I just want to give you $5, $10.
Whoa.
Just PayPal us at newageinsiders@gmail.com on PayMail.
Now we're just panhandling. Which we're not above.
No,
but
not at all.
But you should become a Patreon today, patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Nebraska's representing. There you go, Eric. And and also twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We highly recommend you subscribe just in general. But again, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. Jeff Bezos loses money. You don't pay a dime, and we get a billionaire's cash. How great is that? twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Or PayPal.
So we might as well get to it because we'll talk all about what did happen on Wednesday. So let's talk about it now. It's a great opportunity to talk about what we think. And we'll cut up this audio and play it in clip it and preview it during the week. And
that'll be fun.
Great teaser audio. Vince McMahon is going to be a part of Monday Night Raw this week to shake things up.
Whoa! Come on down.
Are you excited and what do you expect?
I think that it's going to be very underwhelming because I don't think that they fully understand this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't fully think that Vince McMahon is like on board with what's happening.
What do you mean specifically?
I just you look at NXT, right? And NXT fires on all cylinders, and it's renowned by the majority of the fans to be a positive experience in what they want pro wrestling to be.
Sure.
And Vince McMahon just doesn't want it. Right. It's just not what he's looking for. He wants the variety show. He wants to reach the masses and he's not really pleasing anybody. Right. And so then much like very similar to how my father is, he'll pick a piece of information that he does understand and then just be like, yeah, this is the thing. And so it's like, you know, and we were talking about earlier and you mentioned, and this is quite possibly true. It's like, yeah, I'm going to move AJ Styles to Raw. that's going to save everything, right?
That's what I said off the air. It's like everybody's going to get their hopes up that it's going to be something to do with the brand split, or it's going to be the introduction of the Young Bucks, which it's not.
Oh, it's not. Because here's the thing. The Young Bucks have been tweeting out for the past 2 days, yeah, ever since Final Battle's over, that goodbye to the territories, and everybody's like, they're going to WWE. Oh, they're going.
No.
If that's the case, they're on Raw tomorrow.
Right.
Because the Royal Rumble isn't a thing. You can't have a tag team show up.
Yeah, no, for real. It would be part of tomorrow's broadcast, because that's your major Oh My God announcement. And unfortunately, like, look, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a rain cloud here. I'm not trying to, you know, I promise you that I'm not trying to just burst your balloon. I mean that.
Yeah.
But what I am trying to do is tell people to perhaps taper their expectations, because the biggest thing that I've seen float around over and over and over again today, since WWE made that announcement yesterday, really, is the video of him going out there and announcing Attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, if people think that Vince McMahon is about to go out there on Monday night and say to the masses, we're going to start being edgier programming again, goodbye TVPG, here comes TV14 again, we are going to start, you know, like, you're going to get the old WWE back. Like, you know, there's going to be some more wink, wink Attitude in our programming kind of stuff. If you think you're getting that tomorrow night, I just respectfully disagree. Now, you have absolutely no idea how badly I want to be wrong when I tell you that Vince McMahon is not prepared to go out there and tell you that this program is going to shift in a radical direction. You know, people that tweeted, and I don't even think they're joking, tweeting things like, I hope it's announcing that he's going to go focus on the XFL and not do wrestling anymore.
Nope.
I hope it's announcing that Triple H is in charge of creative.
Nope.
I hope it's introducing the Young Bucks. I hope it's introducing, you know, the new Attitude Era. I hope he's retiring. And I'm just like,
none of those.
I'm telling you, as terrible as it seems, and again, nobody will be happier to be wrong that I'm wrong than me. But I think, like, the biggest thing you're going to get sincerely is going to be like him going on there and saying like, AJ Styles is going to be on Raw.
Right.
That solves everything.
Or
right?
We're going to have the shakeup next week.
Yeah, right. We're going to move some things around. And so we're going to stick Finn Balor on SmackDown so he can win a championship over there, because I don't give a shit about SmackDown. And we're going to stick AJ over on Raw because he's the popular guy on the biggest show. And then we're good, right? There, nothing else actually really changes.
Just who's over where.
You know, it's like getting to the point where it's like a boyfriend that smacks you around and cheats on you and calls you fat. And then it's just like, yeah, baby, but, you know, tonight I brought flowers.
Yeah, right.
So it's all good, right?
Because
I got
you chocolate.
Right. You like chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Now you're emotionally healed, right? You know what I mean? And
right.
It's like, that's not how anything actually works. And so my fear is that people are going to be like, this is going to be what this show needs to get on to get off its ass. And I'm like, yeah, if you're excited about, you know, the official hiring of Kurt Angle back.
Yeah, right.
And the idea that, yeah, maybe some roster moves are going to be made. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody's doing anything.
But I just have a tough time believing that Vince McMahon's going to go out there and rock your world. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's definitely not happening. And again, anybody who's also like, yeah, the Young Bucks are going to come in the Royal Rumble. No, because Royal Rumble is one at a time. And if the Young Bucks were going to come, they have to come as a team.
Yeah, no, they would have to show up at the Royal Rumble because Cody's in it. Because here's something. Again, this isn't going to happen. But what you'd have to do is you'd have to have R-Truth. Did he win that stupid Mixed Match Challenge?
I don't know. I'll look it up right now.
Okay, great. Because I'm going to go with all these hypotheticals based on the fact that R-Truth won the Mixed
Match
Challenge,
right,
which I don't know if he did or not. You would have to have R-Truth, right, win the Mixed Match Challenge, which did they?
I don't know. I am pulling it up right now. And on the pre-show, Fabulous Truth defeated Mahalisha.
So now what you'd have to do is, I'm not kidding,
yeah,
is R-Truth, because the Women's Rumble will be first this year, because it was last year, be first this year. You have to have R-Truth come out in the Women's Rumble at number 30.
Yeah.
Or at number 1 or something.
He mistakenly enters their Rumble.
Exactly. He messes up. Or he's in the Men's Royal Rumble and is number 1 because he...
So it's guaranteed 30.
I understand, but something stupid...
Or he doesn't enter because mysteriously he's knocked out backstage.
We could do that too, or he's goofy enough to be like, he came out at number 1 and didn't understand that that's a bad thing, and now, oh snap, Archer's in at 1, right? Oh no. And 30's open, and then 30's Cody Rhodes, and then the Young Bucks help him win.
Right.
That's how you'd have to do it. And guess what? That's not going to happen.
No.
They are starting All Elite Pro Wrestling. They are funded. They are copied. They have filed copyrights. This is happening. They are not going to the WWE, not for a long time, if ever. I was wrong. Cody Rhodes is not going to win the 2019 Royal Rumble. But if you want to draw a path to him doing it, that is it. There's
right.
confusion at the 30 spot. Cody wins the Royal Rumble at 30 with the help of Nick and Matt. And then they are the NWO.
Yes.
Because they are here invading your company. How did this happen? What in the world is going to happen
right.
Monday with one of, I promise you, the highest rated Monday Night Raw in a decade?
Yes. Yes.
Which would be Cody and the Bucks are going to be on this show, and they are the NWO.
Right.
The real one. The
yeah.
we don't know what you're doing here.
That one.
NWO.
Right.
NWO. That won't happen because wrestling's not good anymore.
Yeah. Right. But you know what is good? The Marvel movies.
And wrestling is great. It's just that WWE doesn't.
No, Final Battle was excellent.
And that's the problem. Right. Final Battle was awesome. Final Battle was a great show. And look, I think WrestleMania is going to be a great show. And I think the Royal Rumble is going to be a great show. I just wish that I could believe that we lived in a world where it's like, you know, if we close our eyes real tight, you know who's going to kill Thanos? Batman.
Yeah, that's not happening.
He's not gonna.
He's not gonna.
Because I've been. It's so funny because I'm such a nerd, and I watch these movies like they're nonfiction. But I remember looking at you and like when Thanos was just fucking whooping ass and just unstoppable. And I remember looking at you and be like, you know, I don't know how, but we need Superman. you know what I mean? And it's just like, I want to believe that the power of nerddom, we can get him here. Because, like, I'm not even a big Superman guy, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
It's crashing down.
Yeah.
We need Superman.
It's hurting inside.
Yeah, we need Superman. And so I just want to believe that. But that's what we could do. But, you know, what's Vince going to do on Monday? He's probably going to tell you that AJ Styles is coming to Raw and or he is going to tease something about, like, something amazing with no payoff.
Oh, yeah.
Something about a lockbox. Something about Samoa Joe outside the Styles house. Something
yeah, right.
Something compelling that you'll just... Something about an affair in Milwaukee, and then you'll just go, like, whatever.
I want you to know that I want you.
And Danny was at Final Battle, and he took some great pictures. Shout out to him. Gave him full credit on the photos. And, yeah, just a great show. Worth watching. Ring of Honor Final Battle. We recommended it, and we hope that you guys got a chance to check it out.
I don't recommend Honor Club, but I do recommend their pay-per-views.
Honor Club is definitely not all it should be.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Honor Club. What else happened at this pay-per-view that we could talk about? I know that the Bar retained their tag team.
Yeah, the Bar retained their... So the funniest the thing that I just realized, because I was like, man, we missed something. And it was Elias and Bobby Lashley in the ladder match.
Yeah.
Well, that got moved to the pre-show.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And so Elias defeated Bobby Lashley with the help of a guitar. I do think that it's the Natalya Ruby Riott stuff was... lame, and I'm really glad that that's over, maybe.
Yeah, can we talk about the sentient ghost of Jim the Anvil Neidhart floating on the table, being in, like, carbonite, like Han Solo in a wooden picnic table?
Yeah.
So sort of, and then, like, a pose where he's, like, rooting Natty on.
Yeah,
and
it was
so
weird.
It was just very disorienting, and, like, I get what they were going for there. I'm going to be super honest with you. I think Ruby Riott is very talented and come a long way, and I think she's a legitimate player in that division. I sincerely do. I think she's terrific. WWE wants me to care about Natalya far more than I'm ever going to.
Oh, I don't care about Natalya at all.
We were talking about this while we were watching the pay-per-view. They want Natalya to be Bret Hart's daughter and as good as Charlotte. And she is neither of those things.
Neither.
She is Bret Hart's niece and not great. And that's the thing. And that's just where we are. And so, like, look, from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry that your father passed away unexpectedly. He died younger than he should have, and it blows. And I'm sad, and I'm glad that in a very weird pro wrestling is kooky kind of way, you can make peace with this by using it in a storyline and, like, wrestling it out.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's awesome for you as a human being. But I don't care.
No.
I don't care about Natty. I don't care about her feelings. I don't care about what's next for her. Again, super duper psyched that this helped you through this process. And I'm sorry that your dad died. He sounded like he was a great dude. But I just can't invest in Natalya Hart, Neidhart, the way they want me to.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I'm supposed to think that she's Bret Hart's daughter, and she's not.
She's not.
It's weird.
I did like that they allowed Brian and Styles to wrestle.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that next. I want to talk about the WWE Championship match. This is Daniel Bryan prime in every way. His pre-show backstage vegan intensifying promo was incredible. His match quality is so much different now because the thing is like when you work babyface, unless you're working against somebody like Brock or Batista or like Triple H or like a bully, you really can't go out there and be like vicious because you're supposed to be going out there and like, you know, being the good sport and all that nonsense. And so Daniel Bryan,
right,
as a bad guy, is Daniel Bryan prime. The thing that we've talked about a ton with him is he believes the things he says, so he's a compelling villain. Thanos is a great villain because even if you disagree with him, he has a point and he believes he's right.
Right.
And he's not just Steppenwolf who's like, I like to conquer.
Well, look
like,
at Dean Ambrose. Look at Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose is terrible.
But Dean Ambrose is so wishy-washy in his point of view that it's not compelling and you're not invested in it.
And Daniel Bryan actually hates how much meat you eat.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, the person, Bryan Danielson, actually hates what you do to animals and wear fur and use plastic straws. Yeah. Daniel Bryan hates you. And so it's super easy for him to find that within him, to get that all out. And then it's just as easy for him to go out there and wrestle a dirty, do what it takes, feels like a fight kind of wrestling style. Daniel Bryan, you know even better than me from Ring of Honor, is there to stretch you out and kick you hard and work you stiff. That new thing he does where he just grabs your hands and stomps you a bunch of times into the ground, I think that is terrific.
Yeah, right.
I love his wrestling style more. I think we're, like I said, I that's what I'm going to call him. You know, WWE's going to call him the new Daniel Bryan for the next 4 years. I'm going to call him Daniel Bryan prime right now. This is the best he's ever been in his whole career because this is the attitude of the American Dragon, right?
Right.
But it's also the experience of a guy that's 10 years removed from Ring of Honor.
Yes.
With a ton of experience, chips on his shoulder, main event WrestleMania, that's just, I think, legitimately at this point of his career and his life, not afraid to go lay it out there. I legitimately don't think, and I mean this as dumb as it might sound, I legitimately don't think Daniel Bryan is afraid of getting fired.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah, this is a man who's not afraid to lose his dream job.
I believe that.
Because this isn't the dream job anymore.
Right.
He's main evented the WrestleMania.
Yep.
And
his friends are having so much more fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're his. I think his. He's a little bit older than them. All of his friends are here.
Yeah.
So
I guess his friends are like Joe.
Styles.
Joe.
Styles, yeah, Joe, yeah, Hero.
Yeah, even Rollins.
Yeah, Punk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you're right. You're right about that. But I guess what he's seeing is maybe he's out there looking at like.
He's looking at what they're doing.
Right.
And
seeing Jericho going out there and having that kind of fun.
Right.
And Jericho's probably 10 years older than Bryan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's like, I can still do this.
I can do this. Right? I can do this out there.
But I love it. I love this dude. I love that everything that he's presenting. He feels like a champion. And again, the prime of Daniel Bryan, because he gets to go out there and there's nothing he won't do to you. All the moves Daniel Bryan knows, he can now go out there and do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's not afraid of like looking dirty or looking vicious or like, what will the 8-year-olds think? He no longer has to care.
Yeah.
And I think that's terrific. And I thought their match was great. And I think it's just a point I want to make in general as we get ready to wrap things up.
Yeah.
But it's just a point I want to make in general. Eric's listening live. Mike Went wants Daniel Bryan versus Sarah Logan. Me too. She trained with a Viking on top of a mountain.
Yeah, Viking training.
Yeah, Michael Cole told me she trained with a Viking on top of a mountain, which is like, I don't even understand if
that's... I think that's code for sex with Raymond Rowe.
Maybe that's what... You know what? I agree. And Eric's listening live. Where does Daniel Bryan prime go from here? The Miz? Who can step up next? I'm still not convinced they want Miz to be a full-fledged protagonist going after Daniel Bryan's antagonist championship. I'd still be on board for that. I don't think that the SmackDown main event at WrestleMania is going to be Miz versus Bryan. I don't.
Yeah, weird.
Could be very wrong. I just don't think so.
At this, the way it flipped. If it was flipped, I would see it. Otherwise, no.
Just to put it out there, is where does Daniel Bryan go next? I would love Daniel Bryan to have an actual full-fledged, whoa, this guy got a shot at a pay-per-view program with Mustafa Ali, just because I think they gave you a nice teaser. Now, Ali's
Samoa Joe.
I mean, Joe's a fine answer too, but I mean, do you want Joe to be the good guy?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad answer. But yeah, that's about as safe as anybody, because you know, the other thing too is maybe Finn Balor goes on SmackDown, gets shifted over to SmackDown tomorrow night. And then I'd love to see that. I don't know. A lot rides on what Vince McMahon does. But that's no matter true. What he does, it's just like a point worth making that A, it's easy to talk about all the things that you don't like about WWE, and it's important to talk about the things they did well. And I love the WWE champion right now. And a point worth making is how spoiled are we? I think it's good to take a moment to reflect on how lucky we are that tonight Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles was just, you know, a match for the WWE title tonight.
Yeah.
And like 5 years ago, that would have been like, you know what I mean? And 3 years ago with Bryan's health, that would have been like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just think it's very cool that at any given time, the roster they have can still go out there and do very cool
well,
things.
Well, look at what happens. I have the match quality. If I grab the correct mouse, you look at the match times, right? And you let Bryan and AJ Styles wrestle for almost 24 minutes.
Sure.
Right? That is what you would expect in Ring of Honor. That is what you would expect in New Japan.
It's how they can unfold a match.
You know, and that match paid off. You had two extremely highly talented wrestlers go out there and wrestle at a high level.
Yep.
And it was great.
I'm going to double check the poll really quick. Just very quickly, what are your closing thoughts and final predictions for Vince McMahon's big shakeup on Monday? We'll talk all about it, what did happen Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/newagents.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to officially fire Baron Corbin as the Raw general manager. I would like to think that shakeup, superstar shakeup, I think will be great. I also think that it'll be great if he announces the dissolving of the general manager position.
Yeah, we definitely don't even need it.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, yes. Look, this is what we don't need it.
Yeah. I hope it's something that actually makes you go like, whoa, now that's interesting. And I just think it's gonna be like best case scenario, like I said, it's gonna be like, please welcome AJ Styles to Raw, because it's lazy and easy and they just consistently use Band-Aids when they need stitches.
Yeah. Do you know what I want? And it's never going to happen because we don't have this kind of fun ever.
Yeah, it could be anything.
I want Stone Cold Steve Austin to be the sheriff of Monday Night Raw.
Do not hold your breath.
Look, again, never going to happen. We don't have that kind of fun.
Right now, we got a poll going up, and you can vote for days. So if you're not listening live Sunday night, you can still, and you're hearing us over the next couple days, you can still vote at New Age Insiders. 37% would give it an A, 51% would give it a B, 88% of the audience would give this show some sort of an A or a B. That means it was a success, especially, as Daniel Bryan would say, in a very fickle generation of wrestling fans. And I thought it was a good show. I'm like, the thing about pay-per-views are, the pay-per-views are supposed to get you excited for the TV. The TV is supposed to get you excited for the pay-per-views. And what this pay-per-view did tonight got me excited for is, I'm excited to see champion Asuka. I'm excited to see pissed off Becky Lynch. I'm excited to see pissed off Charlotte. I'm excited to see Daniel Bryan keeping his championship. I'm excited to see Raw without Baron Corbin as the general manager. I'm excited to see Raw with Braun Strowman in some shape or form. I'm excited to see Raw with Seth Rollins now needing to know what's going to happen next. And that's seven things I can think of off the top of my head that this show accomplished. That's not bad. Tonight was pretty solid. It's the last pay-per-view of the year. They definitely went out, in my opinion, on a high note.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, all you can ask for is to just sort of feel good and have a reason to, like, all right, I'll watch Raw tomorrow. And I think you got reason to. I think Becky Lynch is going to show up on this show, whether she's on SmackDown or not. She's going to, you know, beat up Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
I think you'd expect that a bunch of times between now and WrestleMania 35. If nothing else, I'm excited. They did their job. We will be back Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Is there anything else you'd like to get out there before we sign off for the evening? And
I'm going to play Bill's favorite version of The Undertaker's theme song as we leave.
Bill loves the American Badass. Thank you again so much for joining us. We will be taking your calls live Wednesday, 8 o'clock, NewAgeInsiders.com, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We definitely want to know what you think about TLC, what your thoughts are. And on Wednesday, we'll get to also talk to you about Vince McMahon's big, huge, gigantic announcement, and that what you penis. Think of that as well. So open phone lines, save the number, 508-202-1624. My name has been Jason Malta.
I am Liam Schreger.
And on behalf of Bill Neville, we are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, and please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam and AI, at Bill Neville, N-A-I, the website, newageinsiders.com. We are on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, YouTube/New Age Insiders. Where aren't we? I don't know. I don't know of any other platforms. I don't use Snapchat. I don't understand it. And thank you for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We will see you Wednesday night.
We out.